Good morning. This is Mark Mays, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Once again, it's good to be with you this morning, and let's ask the Lord to help us as we spend a few moments together. Father, we are thankful, Lord, for this day. We are thankful, Lord, for the opportunity that you've given to us, Lord, to live in such a land as America. And with all of its issues, Lord, it's still a wonderful place to live, and thank you for that, Lord. We ask you this morning that you allow the Holy Spirit to help us. We are a needy people, Father. You know this. You know us better than we know ourselves. And so, Father, based upon what you know about us and based upon your goodness and your love and your faithfulness, Lord, would you choose to help us this day? Would you allow the Holy Spirit to, Lord, prick our hearts, to challenge us, and, Lord, to produce a change in us? And, Father, from that change, may you and your Son be glorified and honored. Help us, Lord, this day to live for you and to live like you. And help us to be mindful, Lord, to give you all the glory for it. We ask it in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. I'm in the book of Proverbs, have been for some time now, looking for biblical principles for practical living. I've said it before, and I'll say it again this morning, that it's my contention that we as Christians, we need to really look at ourselves and ask ourselves, are we living on purpose? You know, so often and so easy it is to live by and through our emotions. Of course, we know that our emotions can swing from one end of the spectrum to the other, sometimes hourly, certainly daily and weekly. And sometimes, and unfortunately, we let our emotions determine the course of action, when in reality, as a believer, we're to make sure we live by biblical principles. Our flesh and our desires may be telling us or compelling us to do one thing. All the while, the Holy Scriptures of the Lord are telling us to do just the opposite. If we live by principles, we will obey God's word and not take heed to our emotional desires. We will ignore those and become obedient and submissive to the Lord's will. But if not, then we'll just live by our emotions. And of course, we know that the tragedy that can often unfold when we live solely by our emotions or our desires. So we're in the book of Proverbs 22. We're in verses 24 and 25. The Bible says this: make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. Now, in this principle that we see here this morning, there is both a principle to be lived out, but there is a warning, a very sober warning. As a matter of fact, the Bible says we'll get a snare to our soul if we ignore this biblical principle. And the principle is simply this: make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. Now, obviously, we can learn about a little bit about what this verse is saying by understanding what it's not saying. It is not teaching us, and it's certainly not licensing us to not be kind or to be unfriendly toward anybody under any circumstances. You know, sometimes Christians seemingly think they have the license to be hateful, or they can be rude or be unkind. You know, that is not in any way, shape, or form what God would have for us to do with our lives. Sometimes we as Christians, I think we can be unkind towards others, but it's certainly not through biblical principles that has licensed this. It's through us living by our emotions. We get angry, we get bitter, we get sad, we get frustrated, and we act out upon that. But biblical principle would tell us to do something entirely different. And that's the case here. God's teaching us how we ought to live. And he says, make no friendship. The idea here simply is this: don't become close companions with those that have anger issues, or with those who have the inability or show the inability or the unwillingness to control their temper. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:22, an angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. That idea of the angry man stirring up strife. In other words, he will not just be the only one who's angry, but because of his attitude and his lack of discipline, his lack of concern or care, there are going to be a lot of other people who get mad because he's just going to stir the pot. He's not going to let it go. He's going to push the issue, push the envelope. And before you know it, there's going to be a lot of people, as we would say, bent out of shape, that didn't have to be and shouldn't be, had that man not acted that way. Of course, that could be a woman as well. In Proverbs 25:28, the Bible says, "He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls." Here's a man that doesn't have character, doesn't have discipline. He doesn't have the ability, or he doesn't exercise the ability, to be controlling of himself. He's not yielded himself to God through the power of the Holy Spirit, but he's allowed his flesh to rule and reign in his life. And so he's like a city that's broken down. He doesn't have any control. And so when the enemy attacks, there's a weak spot in his character. There's a weak spot in his demeanor. And that's where he's likely to be attacked, and that's where he's likely to fail. The Bible teaches us in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, starting in verse 14, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." Here's a verse that many of us are very familiar with, 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 17. It's talking about biblical separation, how that the Christian ought not to be yoked up with the unbeliever. It's sort of the same idea as we see here in Proverbs 22:24, "Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul." That's separation. We are identifying a characteristic that needs to be shunned, if you would. We need to guard ourselves against it. And if we don't, the consequences of that, the Bible says, will get a snare to our soul. You know, that's the exact reason why God teaches us biblical separation. It's not that we are better than anybody, because nobody is better than any other person. We're all sinners. Every one of us is a sinner. All of us have gone astray. We're all filthy in our sin. There's none righteous, no, not one. So we're not better than anybody. But we have a responsibility to guard ourselves and guard our families. And one of the ways we can do that is by biblical separation. In other words, in this case, in Proverbs, don't be companions with angry people. Don't be buddy buddies, if you would, with those who have anger problems and anger issues and with furious people. Because the Bible says you'll learn his ways, and you'll get a snare to your soul. You know, you get one bitter person, and he gets hooked up with another person who's not bitter. I can almost guarantee it, you're going to end up with two bitter people. In other words, the person who's not bitter probably won't have the tendency to rub off on the bitter man as quickly as the bitter person rubs off on the non-bitter person. You know, the phrase like this, you take one guy has the flu, you stick him in the room with a guy that's healthy. The guy that has the flu does not get healthy because he was with the healthy guy. It's more likely that the guy who was healthy gets the flu because of the man that had the flu. In other words, that's just the way it works in this old nature of ours, this old flesh of ours. And so God is teaching us, you know, you spend time, you become buddies and pals and a companion with somebody who doesn't control his or her anger, and next thing you know, you're going to end up being like them. You're going to learn their ways, and you're going to get bitter and envious and jealous. And next thing you know, you're going to be what they are. Someone said many years ago, you will be tomorrow what your friends are today. And boy, there's a lot of truth in that. The Bible says in Proverbs 13, verse 20, it says, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." You know, often I think when we hear verses like this or a lesson about this, we often think about the people that we spend time with, perhaps after work or on the weekends. And sometimes we may say, well, you know, I don't hang around the wrong kind of people. I don't have those types of friends. And certainly that would be applicable here. What type of friends do we have? But I think sometimes we miss the mark on understanding or having a complete understanding of what this talk is talking about. You know, God's not just interested in who you are spending time with after work or on the weekend, so to speak, but, you know, who are you reading? What kind of authors do you read? What kind of books are you reading? And what kind of people are they? You know, they will influence you. You will be walking with them. You may not be side by side. You may not be walking down the street or through the woods, or you may not be sitting in the same vehicle, but you're reading their books and you're letting them influence you. What about your TV shows? The men who write the shows, or ladies for that matter, the men who act in these shows, what are these shows about? They influence us. You know, most of us as human beings, we love to laugh and we love humor. Of course, the world likes to provide humor, but often, in almost all cases, the humor that they provide is anything but what the Lord would want us to be subjecting ourselves to. And yet, sometimes many Christians subject themselves to what the world calls sitcoms and the humorous things of the world, and little do they recognize that that is influencing them. Oh, they're not spending time with them in the local restaurant having a nice meal out to eat. They've not had them over to their house to spend the time with family time, but they've spent large amounts of time watching their TV shows, allowing their mindset, their way of thinking to influence them. You know, we need to be careful, because those people that we read and we listen and watch, they are influencing us, you know, and we need to be careful. The Bible says in Proverbs 106, verse 34 through 38, they did not destroy the nations, speaking of Israel, concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their works. Notice that phrase. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their ways. And they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. You're talking about a great tragedy here. You think about this. This is almost hard to comprehend. It's almost unbelievable. And if it wasn't coming from the Bible, you would almost say, well, I'm not sure about that. But you can rest assured, if God said it, that settles it. It's true. Here, the people of Israel, God's people, the Israel, the nation of Israel, the apple of God's eye, they did not do what God said to do. They were mingled among these heathen, these unbelieving people. And the Bible says that they learned their works. And they ended up serving their idols. And they ended up sacrificing their sons and their daughters unto the devils and shedding their innocent blood. Why? Because they didn't do what God said to do when in this matter of separation and destroying these nations. And they paid the price because of it. You know, this morning, if you're listening and you're walking with the world, you're living with the world, you're reading the world, you're listening to the world's music, you're watching the world's TVs, you're reading the world's books, you're walking with those in the world, you will be tomorrow what your friends are today. They will have an impact upon who you are becoming, and it will not be one that will be profitable to you. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. Now, you and I, we use the word communications, such as what I'm doing now. I'm communicating to you over the radio by the English language. But that word communication there, it's different. It has a different meaning at the time it was written. It says, be not deceived, evil communications, or if you could say, evil companionship, corrupt good manners. Evil companionship corrupts good manners. What type of companionship are we having today? Through the books we read, the TV shows we watch, the very people that we call our friends, those that we spend time on the weekends. You know, one of the things I've noticed about fundamentalism sometimes, even with Christians who go to independent Baptist churches, they have a lot of times I've noticed that independent Baptists have a set of friends that go to church with, and they have another set of friends they go hunting with, or they go fishing with, or they do something else with. And I think to myself, we're getting it wrong there. We associate loosely with those that go to church, and we become friends and buddies and pals with those who don't go to church. There's something wrong in that mixture. We ought to really examine ourselves. Who are my friends? Who are my companions today? I think we ought to be friendly towards everybody. And God shame or God forgive us, and shame on us if we ever become unfriendly or act untoward toward anybody for any reason. There is no excuse for that at all. However, we need to make sure that we're guarding ourselves, because there is a principle here that God's going to hold us to, and that is this: make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. Be careful, dear Christian, who you're spending time with. Be careful who you're making friendship with, because they will influence you. And is that the kind of influence you want? By the way, parents, oh, how careful we ought to be. Who are we allowing our children to be friends with? Our children will be tomorrow who their friends are today. Think about that. For some of us, that ought to scare us nigh near to death, as we would say. Do we want our children to end up like that? Well, we better make sure we're helping them with the choice of friendship they're having today. A very good and valuable lesson this morning. May God help us to apply it. I thank you for listening, and you have a great day.